5 days. You do it again, I'm gonna rock your world in this motherfucker.
So rock it.
You put your fucking hands on me again.
So rock it.
And welcome to Political Ratchetry. All right, y'all. Like, I have been trying to, you know, not really say much about Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd. I've really been trying to steer clear. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm like watching the news, I'm following the tweets, I'm looking at all the things, I'm listening to all these politicians, celebrities go in. First of all, gotta shout out my girls, Keisha and Lori, the mayors of Atlanta and Chicago. They told it like it was. Like, Miss Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms went black mamas, said get your ass home. So I feel that. And Lori just straight up said fuck you to Donald Trump. That's why they're my two favorite people in the world right now. But I have to say, like, with all this looting and protesting and rioting, I'm going to be honest with you. I am 100% behind it. 100%. I understand. I am a 27-year-old black gay man that lives in the South. And not just, like, any South girl. I'm at the birthplace of South. Like, I'm in the epitome of educated Southern decadence. I live in Charleston, South Carolina. I feel that same fear that George Floyd felt. I feel that same fear that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend encountered. I feel that same fear that Ahmaud Arbery faced before he was gunned down every single day. And I'm going to just be real. This is the shit that happens. You know, you do everything right. Small, simple protests. Do it. But, you know, do the right thing. Hold a vigil. You know, a simple protest. Speak up. Organize. Get mad. But there comes a point. This is the third killing that we've heard about since this year started. Three. It ain't even June yet. It's only May. And these are the ones that we know of. There could have been others. I'm going to be straight up right now. Black people, we is motherfucking angry. I'm angry. I just present myself well. Also, there's a fucking pandemic. So I'm not really trying to go out much. But to the folks that do, that isn't, like, I'm just going to say it. Like, this, like, when as a nation are we going to say, yo, we got to change some shit. This ain't right. We got to fix this. We got to do this. And then you have the orange Cheeto in the White House talking about when the looting start, the shooting start. And if you do your history and research on that phrase, it has like racist connotations. The fuck? So now black people is in an uproar. And apparently doing like peaceful protests ain't gonna do shit with white America. To my white friends, I love y'all, but y'all need to hear this. This is a tough reality that y'all need to hear. Being nice, y'all don't get it. Y'all might be like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll fix it, and then never fix it. It's not until the black community, hell, really, black, Asian, Latino, any minority, it's not until we start fucking some shit up that y'all want to pay attention. And that's why Minneapolis is on fire. Atlanta about to be on fire. God knows what other cities around this country. Like, when is white America gonna wake up and see this shit? It's not like y'all don't know about it. It's not like retired of being oppressed, retired of walking out our front doors and being afraid to walk down the street. We're tired of that shit. Now, racism is never going to go away. But systematic racism can go away. But, you know, there's checks and balances on everything in life. And, yeah, we already know that this president does not like checks and balances. So he better, like, and then he's only making things worse by fueling the flames and then walking away. And I'm just going to say it, like, he might want to be careful if he's going to continue doing that, because that's not going to be good come November. Like, why is it? It's like Mayor Pete was on something. You know, he said that local leaders, we get shit done. Or they get shit done. Local leaders, like your mayors, your governors, folks like that, they get shit done. And what have we seen since, what, March? Mayors, governors stepping up and doing shit that the federal government should be doing. I've been watching West Wing for the past week and a half now. I'm on season 3. And so far, I've been, you know, I'm watching the show. I know, granted, it's a TV show. But if that's what an average day in the White House looked like, what the fuck are they doing in the White House right now? But this man has so much time to tweet. Like, I'm not here for this shit. Like, somebody got to tell me. I feel so sorry for, like, I can only imagine if I was in, like, Ahmaud Arbery's shoes, or if I was in Breonna Taylor's shoes, or if I was in George Floyd's shoes. And the first thing that I would think of is my mother and my grandma and what would be going through their heads. Because I know as a black man first, that's terrifying. And to be a mother or a grandmother, I don't know. I don't really like thinking about it. That is really the main reason why I didn't want to talk about it, but I've just seen so much in the past couple of, like, these past couple of nights that I'm just like, I gotta say something. I gotta speak up. I gotta say something. I'm just, to quote Obama, vote. Because at this point, that is what it's going to take. If you live in South Carolina, June 9th, check your voters' registrations. Check, and this goes out to everybody listening. Check your voters' registrations. Make sure you can go vote. Find your polling place. If you don't need a ride, if you need a ride, start making your accommodations. Because some shit got to change. Periods. It's got to. I give it to the mayor of Minneapolis. I give it to the governor of Minnesota. I give it to the mayor of Atlanta, the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of LA. I give it to them. They are showing you what leadership is. Joe Biden making a statement on Floyd's death. Like, where's our president? He just put out a tweet. And then after that, going to start talking about shooting protest. Like, seriously, dude? Seriously, that is where your head is at. Like, I'm just convinced at this point, he's just gonna fuck up America all the way up until November 3rd, and then he's just gonna walk away and say, clean it up, Joe. But you know what, honestly, if he does that, it would be, like, I feel like Joe would spank him. Like, it would be like, Joe would win all 50 states and just keep it pumping. Because I don't care if you disagree with the looting, disagree with it. We all saw the video. If you watch that fucking video, you fucking know what that cop did was wrong. And if you don't see what was wrong, what that cop did, you're part of the problem. And you don't need to be around me or anybody else I know. And that's that. But we need to start waking up. Call your friends. Get your friends to vote. If you ain't got tested for coronavirus, gather your girls and go. Gather your bros and go get zested. Period. Fuck all this. This is some bullshit. Like, at this point, this is some bullshit. I'm tired. I'm tired. I understand the frustration. And then I saw a tweet earlier making a point, and I didn't think about it. A black reporter for CNN got arrested just for doing his job before the guy who killed George Floyd did. That's crazy. The cops in Breonna Taylor's case, they still have their jobs. They're on desk duty. The McMichaels in Georgia, almost 2 months before they got arrested. When is this shit going to end? Someone, please, let me know. At P Ratchetry, let me fucking know. Send me a DM if you know something I don't. Because at this point, if shit don't change soon, I think Black America is just going to light this entire country up. And in cities with a high population of Black people, so we're looking at your major cities around the country, like Charlotte, New York, D.C., Chicago, Houston, New Orleans, L.A., San Fran. Y'all going to start seeing them cities go up in flames. And Atlanta. So if you like your city, start making some changes. Get the bad people out of office and then put new ones in. Like, we got to vote these people out. Like, look at where we are. 100,000 people are dead because our federal government decided there's no pandemic. Shit started reopening when, Black people catch it more than, we'll start opening the shit back up. And even with all that, the job numbers still high. Job loss numbers still in the, 40 millions. Probably more than that now. There is no fucking economy anymore. And what do we have? A president picking a fight with Twitter. That's what we have. It's going to take a lot more than a couple of tweets and some bullshit that he's making up off the top of his fucking head to realize, this nation is in crisis. Now, I got a few conspiracy theories of my own, but mine at least make sense and can kind of be factually backed up, sort of. But that's for another podcast. But this, nah, I can't. I said I couldn't sit by idly and not say something, because at this point, I'm very, 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 very upset about it all. Something's got to give, and something's got to give now. Otherwise, this country will be up in flames. To me personally, I feel like we're back in the civil rights era. That's how I've been feeling about all of this. Like, people are just dying. No one really cares. I feel bad for it went from Ahmaud Arbery to Breonna Taylor that got overshadowed. Now this. And then y'all want to, so what? Are we the Black community, just supposed to be okay with police just killing Black people? Because I promise you, if a white cop killed a white guy, or if a Black cop killed a Black guy, there would be no uproar. Like, come on. America, wake the fuck up. Wake up and realize that this country got some problems. And I'm going to be real. I'm actually kind of happy that we're not talking about coronavirus right now. But I'm fucking furious that we're talking about someone dying at the hands of a cop instead. Or some dumbass Twitter beef that the president got with the CEO of Twitter. I'm done with this. I don't give two fucks about that. I'm still going to use Twitter. I'm still going to use Facebook. I'm still going to use Snapchat. I'm still going to use all my social media platforms. And so is he. Except for tonight, he's seeming to be silent. The president is nowhere to be found on Twitter. So, I mean, I don't know. Now he's all on Facebook and fuck him. That's what I say. To quote, I'm a code. My words, and it starts with F and ends with U. Fuck the high road. Right now, we just gonna see. Black people can't be nice. Black people can't do the things the right way. We gotta turn up. We gotta get belligerent. We gotta start lighting shit up. We gotta start knocking hoes out. We gotta start swinging. Otherwise, no one's gonna take us fucking seriously. Now, me personally, I'm a non-confrontational person. Anybody that knows me knows that shit. I don't like fighting. I don't like turning up. I'm gonna try to do my shit the diplomatic way. Be like, hey, I'm gonna sit you down, talk, rap, be real with you. And if you keep doing fucking up, then I'm gonna turn up. But I mean, I can, I got patience like nobody's business, honey. I can put up with some shit for a long period of time. But then when I get fucking furious, I'm gonna turn the fuck up. And when I turn the fuck up, I just explode. So yeah, that's, so this situation to me makes perfectly logical sense. Black people for years have been trying to do things the diplomatic way. We have been speaking out. We have been gathering in numbers. We have been protesting. We have done all of the right channels. But this particular, like, three deaths, and it's only, it's about to be June. Three in 1 year. Three nationally known killings this year. Now, I got a lot of white friends. And I know my white friends, they down for the count, most of them. I do a good job of weeding out the fake. But I'm going to tell you this, white America, y'all better get it together. Period. You need to get it together. Because if this shit continue, what you're seeing in Minneapolis, Atlanta, Chicago, like, and all these New York, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, That's just the beginning. And if you don't like that shit, call corporate, period. We don't want to turn up. If y'all would just take us seriously when we come at y'all nice, maybe, just maybe, things can actually change. But why does it take a city being burnt down? Why does it take us burning shit up? Why does it take us flipping tables? Flipping cop cars, torching cop cars. Why does it take that for y'all to be like, oh shit, maybe we should pay attention? Now everybody want to quote Dr. King, and now everybody want to, no, fuck all that bullshit. Y'all knew this shit was there all this time. Y'all ignored it. So you think we listening to y'all? Fuck no. And I dare a white person to white-splain what... I dare a white person to talk to me about race in America. I swear to God, I'll knock your ass out right on sight. Period. Enough is enough. And I look at it both ways. I've been listening to a lot of people like explain, well, looting isn't the right way, and da 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 da. I can go on a spiel about looting. I'm just gonna say that there are people who necessarily could give a fuck about George Floyd, who could give a fuck about Breonna Taylor, who could give a fuck about Ahmaud Arbery. They're just using this as an excuse to steal shit. There's always bad people everywhere. But some of us, we care. Though we may not show it, we care. Now, I've been self-isolating since February. I just go to the store and come back. Luckily, I live right around the corner from the store. So I don't really be out in the street like that. But if you go out in the street like that, make sure y'all staying safe. Because people out here wilding. Like, seriously, they out here seriously wilding. I think we as a country, whether you black, white, purple, red, orange, or all the damn colors of the goddamn rainbow, I think it is time that we all have a sit down conversation. Because if we don't, there will never be change. And then we just gonna see this shit just keep going and going. I mean, if you real, get involved in local politics. Get involved in like your local civil rights groups. Get involved. That's action. Sitting on Twitter, sitting on Facebook, complaining. It's one thing to show your support, but like, you can't talk about change and then just sit on Twitter. You can't talk about change and not do nothing. So get out there. Do your part. Vote the motherfuckers out on all levels, up and down the ballot. That's key. And demand justice. This is like people died. Like, people died for this shit in like over 30, 40 years ago. Like, that should have, like, we should, like, where we are now should not still be happening. Like, should, this kind of shit should not still be kind of happening, because we already did been through this. This is like a new civil rights era. Like, come on. Now, I'm not saying that racism ain't going nowhere. That's, we all know this. This is like what we know. These are facts. But systematic racism can go away. We have a voice and we will be heard one way or the other. Personally, I prefer to take the peaceful way, which is what I'm going to do. I'm voting in my primary on June 9th. I'm voting in November. I'm going to a peaceful protest tomorrow. And then I'm going to make my phone calls to my local civil rights groups. And then I'm going to leave it at that. I might keep going, see how far I can get. But at this point, enough is enough. Like, I'm getting, like, I shouldn't have to, every time I step out my door, I feel terrified that, like, some cop is going to have their neck, his knee on my neck. Or I shouldn't be, if I'm taking a walk down the street, there's two white guys are just going to run up and try and kill me. Or hell, I should, if I'm in my house and I hear somebody trying to break in, I get shot up. No, no. If it's, and I shouldn't live with that fear, because if this shit was happening to y'all, white America, the changes would be in place the next day. So I ain't hearing nothing else for a good little minute. And on that, I'm done. Get your shit together, white America. Otherwise, the turn up is going to be real. Period. I'm going to go to bed now. Good night.